Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. And by XMWX Satellite Weather, onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at booth 802 at AOPA Summit or visit xmwxweather.com.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Palm Springs. We're with Dick Van Grunsven. Dick, this is kind of a different thing for Vans to even contemplate. You're going into production with the RV-12. What made you decide to become an aircraft manufacturer?
Well, we had really entertained this idea some years ago when we conceived of and evolved the RV-12. We did it as we certified the airplane in light sport before we offered it as a kit plane. We wouldn't have had to do that if our only interest was a kit aircraft. So we kind of had this in the back of our mind the whole time, and we're just kind of exploring the market, you might say, or watching the market up to this point to see if it was really going to justify going into full production on it, or at least flyaway aircraft production. In a sense, we're not in full production yet because we're just offering an introductory batch of 12 airplanes.
Okay, you're not going to be building them at your plant. They're going to be built under license elsewhere. Can you explain to me how that works?
Well, at this point, yes, for this trial run, another company in our general area that is very experienced in builder assistance, they have a well-established kit builder assistance center, and they've built a couple of these airplanes to explore the construction methods and so on, and have a partnership with them to do this trial run of airplanes. Benefit to us is that we don't really have to do an extensive tooling program in order to test the waters in this manner.
Okay. Now, the kit itself has been quite popular, right? It's selling well, and the completions are at a fairly high rate, right?
Yes, they are. We've had the aircraft on the market now as a kit for a little over 4 years, I believe. I think our sales are approaching 700 units on that. There are about 200 of them have flown now. So, in that we're offering it as a new airplane, it's not really a new airplane. There are already a couple hundred of them out there that are have been field tested, in a manner of speaking.
Okay, what's the difference in cost between a kit plane and a flyaway airplane, and when do you expect to start deliveries?
Well, a kit airplane, the kit's complete kit, everything necessary to fly, runs around $65,000 now. And the basic airplane, here we have a target price of about $105,000. The ones we're selling, this trial run, is going to be the deluxe version with autopilot, wheel fairings, all of the extras, and it's priced at $115,000.
And when will we be able to get our hands on one?
I think the first deliveries will be just after the first of the year. Again, with a limited run, we're not going to be able to supply immediately or in quantity, but we're anticipating after the first of the year that the first deliveries will be made.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Palm Springs, California. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Brought to you by Avidyne. As a plug-and-play replacement for existing GNS 430s, the IFD 440 FMS GPS Navcom sets a new standard for user interface simplicity. Its hybrid touchscreen control makes it easier to access the information you want when you want it. And by Bendix King. At Bendix King, we're working to make the pilot's job easier by developing products around safe, simple, and confident operations. Visit us online at bendixking.com to see what's new in our product line.